Even as Ukrainian officials haggle over the upcoming vote, the United States is gearing up to send more election monitors to Ukraine. Russia is unhappy about what it considers Western interference. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on Bush administration efforts to manage tensions between Moscow and Washington.
The U.S. and Russia clashed over Ukraine today at a meeting in Bulgaria of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, used the occasion to accuse the 55-member group of applying double standards in former Soviet republics.
В отсутствии таких критериев, мониторинг избирательных процессов.
He said that if you don't apply the same standards, the monitoring of elections becomes pointless and may turn into an instrument of political manipulation. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell rejected this.
What we have seen is not anyone interfering in democracy, quite the contrary. What we have seen in recent weeks is the international community coming together to support democracy. Democracy means free, fair, open elections that are untainted. And that's what the Ukrainians deserve, and that's what they are going to get.
Powell went on to raise a host of concerns about Russia, from its crackdown on media to its failure to withdraw troops from Moldova and Georgia. Up to now, U.S. officials have been careful not to let the dispute over Ukraine harm U.S. relations with Russia. Members of Congress, though, have been more outspoken. At a House hearing today, California Democrat Tom Lantos described Russian President Vladimir Putin as an eager overlord trying to control former Soviet republics.
Through all available means, Mr. Putin and the small junta of former KGB officials are reversing the democratic achievements of the past decade, not only in Russia, but in Russia's neighbors.
A high-ranking State Department official, John Teft, was less colorful, but he did complain about Moscow's involvement in the Ukrainian election.
In contrast to us, where we supported a process, they supported a specific candidate. The results of that election were flawed, as we've seen, and the Ukrainian people have objected to that quite clearly. I'm not sure that they have understood this in Moscow.
One member of the House International Relations Committee argued, however, that U.S. aid to Ukraine has mainly benefited the opposition. The State Department is now asking Congress for an extra $3 million to help Ukraine prepare for a new vote. Republican Senator Richard Lugar, who also appeared at the hearing to talk about his role as the Bush administration's observer in Ukraine, said more aid is critical.
With democratic forces in retreat in neighboring Russia and Belarus, a free and fair election will be a turning point in Ukraine's history that could have widespread constructive effects beyond its borders and the region.
Lugar said he'd like to see international and local observers in each of the 33,000 polling stations in Ukraine, and he warned without some changes in the election rules, Ukrainians might be, as Lugar put it, doomed to witness a repeat of the fraud and abuse in the previous rounds of voting. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.